Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Well, over the weekend we had a nice little event for Denver and Colorado Springs. Actually at the Colorado Rockies, we had a little picnic, and it's about 470 people or so that came, and it was just awesome to be with y'all that were there and your families and get to meet you and talk to you. I really enjoyed it. So, thanks for coming out. It was cool, and the Rockies won, which was great. Well, hey, I wanted to talk about something called What's Your Mountain? Now, earlier this year, I took one of my 14-year-olds and my 6-year-old to go outside and climb Colorado 14,000-foot mountain. So last year we did it, and when we went last year, I took my twin boys, who are 14, at the time 13, and at the time my 5-year-old. And we were going up our first 14,000-foot mountain last year, and Ridge, our youngest boy, he just got worn out. He got tired. He was, you know, it was a hard hike. So I ended up putting him on my back in my backpack, and I carried him a good part of the way because he was just kind of worn out. Well, this year I had planned to do the same, and I had the pack that he could get in, knowing that we were gonna be on a we were actually gonna try to do three mountains this year in a row, and it sounds more aggressive than it is, but it actually wasn't too bad of a hike. But anyway, we start going up, assuming that Ridge is gonna say, "Dad, I'm ready to kind of jump on your back and we carry me." He never did. And it amazed me because we went up the first mountain and we peaked it. And then we went down it's called the saddle or the ridge. We went down that, and we got up to the second one, and it was super windy, really cold, a little bit aggressive on the second peak. It was kind of, I mean, it wasn't too scary, but it was a little aggressive. And then we went down the second one and started heading over to the third, and he continued to just press forward. And I would ask him, "Ridge, do you need to get on my back?" And he would say, "No, I want to do this." So the point of this message today is that sometimes there's things in our heart that we want to do. And what I have learned is that, generally speaking, the very start or the beginning of whatever you're trying to accomplish is the hardest. So it's taking that first step. It's getting on the mountain and getting acclimated to the altitude, or the idea that you're going to be hiking up straight uphill for a while, getting your legs to the point where they're kind of, "Okay, I got it. I can do this." But it's that first part that's generally the hardest, because once you get acclimated to the situation that you're in, your new normal for that period of time, you can kind of keep going. And that's what Ridge did. And so for you, if you have something in your heart that you've been waiting to do, maybe it's a move to another state, maybe it's you want to go to school and further your career. Maybe it's not even that big, but it's maybe you want to go climb a 14,000-foot mountain, or maybe you want to start a new diet. Whatever that may be for you, go just get started. You know, take that first step. Start to get acclimated to the environment that you're in and keep pressing forward. And there will certainly be things that are hard. You're going to have days that are windy. You're going to have days that are cold. You're going to have thoughts in your mind trying to tell you, "You can't do this. Just give up. Turn around. Go back down the hill. Get on your dad's back. You know, have somebody else carry you." But fight against that, because you can do it. You can press through and you can do it. So think about today and ask yourself, "What's my mountain?" Take the first step, get acclimated to where you are, and keep pressing forward. Well, I hope it's an encouragement to you today. I really enjoyed the weekend with those that were in Denver. For the other team members, I look forward to seeing you all soon. Live a life of love. Have an awesome day.